You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com, band.video, or on our various outlets across America. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Very, very jam-packed show I have for you today. A great many videos that I'm very excited to show you, including the latest from Project Veritas, some more brave parents standing up against critical race theory at schools and school board meetings around America, and of course, the top story, which is they're coming for us, which is the purge is on, which is that we have crossed the Rubicon here, and the American government has basically openly declared war against its own citizens, those citizens who do not obediently succumb to whatever dictates come out of Washington, D.C. Very troubling developments in that regard as they continue to use the January 6th event to justify the outrageous persecution of conservatives all across America. Truly troubling stuff, and we will break it all down for you here this morning. In fact, we'll begin with a video from Tucker Carlson, who continues to be a sort of one-man army out there on Fox News, telling the truth and, you know, speaking the unspoken words that no one else seems to dare to utter on mainstream media. That is the obvious coordination between the deep state and the Biden administration in order to politically persecute and actually jail their political opponents. It's incredibly disturbing stuff. Here is Tucker Carlson explaining how the January 6th Capitol riot has been used to punish Biden's political opposition.
But because of January 6th, says the chief law enforcement officer in the United States of America and many other members of Joe Biden's cabinet, we must now use law enforcement and military force to arrest, imprison, and otherwise crush anyone who leads opposition to Joe Biden's government. That's their position. They say that out loud. They did today. So what is this exactly? Well, it's a big change in the way the United States government assesses and then treats its own citizens. We are living through the transformation of a formerly democratic republic into something else. We're looking at growing authoritarianism. That's not an overstatement. Vladimir Putin knows authoritarian systems very well, and he sees clearly what is happening in this country. Watch this.
Did you order Alexei Navalny's assassination?
Of course not. We don't have this kind of habit of assassinating anybody. That's one. Number two is, I want to ask you, did you order the assassination of the woman who walked into the Congress and who was shot and killed by a policeman? Do you know that 450 individuals were arrested after entering the Congress, and they didn't go there to steal a laptop? They came with political demands.
Okay. So, yeah. We just played tape of Vladimir Putin. Now, under normal circumstances, we would never play tape of a foreign adversary criticizing our government. But honestly, those are fair questions. Who did shoot Ashley Babbitt, and why don't we know? Are anonymous federal agents now allowed to kill unarmed women who protest the regime? That's okay now?
Yes.
No, it's not okay. It'll never be okay. And why are all those January 6th protesters still in prison on trespassing charges as so many Biden voters who torched federal buildings walking free? What's the answer to that question? If all of that was going on in Russia, we would rightly call it scary. We would call Putin a dictator. In fact, we do call him a dictator.
Yeah, I can answer some of those questions for old Tucker Carlson. We are an occupied nation. We are under occupation by foreign and hostile power that is using the powers of the American government to destroy any opposition to its global takeover. That's what the answer is. The answer is as to why we don't know the identity of Ashley Babbitt. It's because they've declared war on the American people, and she's not seen as a tragic victim of a police shooting. She is a dead combatant. And when a soldier dies on the battlefield, you don't get to know the name of the soldier who shot them. That's the perception that is being projected out by this deep state. Their treatment of Ashley Babbitt and Ashley Babbitt's family by not releasing the name is one very clear, distinct message. We are above the law.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. My name's Harrison Smith. Let's just get right into it, shall we? This is your daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. U.S. Inflation Watch, producer prices see record rise in May. The U.S. inflation debate got more grist for the mill on Tuesday, with data showing a record spike in producer prices in May and a bigger than expected decrease in retail sales. Retail sales in May fell a bigger than expected 1.3% from a month earlier, the United States Department of Commerce said on Tuesday, as government stimulus checks ran their course and customers spent less at car dealerships and at furniture, electronic, and home improvement stores. In fact, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says wholesale prices rose a record 0.8% in May on a monthly basis and a blistering 6.6% over the past 12 months, the biggest jump on record. No signs of slowing down anytime soon. In fact, only signs of this crisis of inflation increasing, meaning your money will be worth less, and with no signs of this trend reversing anytime soon, we expect the conditions to compound upon themselves and inflation to raise at an even greater rate moving forward. Meanwhile, the White House unveils their strategy to combat domestic extremism, aka their political opposition. The Biden administration on Tuesday unveiled a national strategy to combat domestic extremism, calling for aggressive steps such as hiring more intelligence analysts and screening government employees for ties to hate groups. Ah, yes, hate groups like, you know, the Proud Boys or the Republican Party. It's absurdly obvious what they're doing here, and they're using these very convenient little watchwords, little weasel words, in order to justify their egregious actions in the mind of the well-controlled American populace. The strategy, which aims to coordinate efforts across the government, outlines four priorities: improving information sharing amongst law enforcement agencies, preventing recruitment by extremist groups, that is, preventing recruitment by conservative groups, investigating such groups, and confronting the longstanding drivers of domestic terrorism, racism, and bigotry. That's right, folks. If you thought critical race theory was bad when it was being taught to your middle schoolers, well, it's the exact same ideology that is now being backed up by the full force of the national security apparatus and the secret police of the federal government. And of course, this has to do very distinctly with tying into the big tech censorship, as they plan on working very closely with big tech to get all of the information they can to prevent people from opposing them in any way at all. A bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday clears the Senate. Senate on Tuesday passed a bill to recognize Juneteenth, which commemorates the emancipation of slaves in the United States as a federal holiday. Many states have recognized Juneteenth for decades, but only observe it as an some observe it as an official holiday. The holiday is already celebrated in 47 states in the District of Columbia. In wake of protests against police brutality last year, dozens of companies moved to give employees the day off for Juneteenth, and the push for federal recognition of the day as a paid holiday gained new momentum. I'm kind of torn about this. I'm a little bit torn about this. because once again, they've taken something that could be an ostensible good, you know, the celebration of the fact that hundreds of thousands of white Americans gave their lives in order to secure freedom around the world, and especially for the enslaved people of the South. It was a good thing, I thought. I thought it was something we could all come together on. Now, once again, an ostensibly, objectively good thing is being used as a political tool to cause more division than ever. Complete perversion of what the day is supposed to truly mean, and we'll get more into that as we get closer to Juneteenth. Former President Donald Trump to visit U.S. border with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Trump is set to visit the state Wednesday, June 30th. This comes after Abbott announced that Texas would be building its own border wall last Thursday as we take on the burden of being the border state and we take on the responsibility of protecting the rest of the United States from the onslaught, the invasion from the South that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have helped to create, fabricate from nothing. So Trump is going to go visit there and hopes that this will bring attention to the unmitigated disaster zone of the southern border. Just completely absurd what we're having to live with in this country. Putin is, I believe at this very moment, or Biden and Putin are meeting. Putin hopes for a productive meeting with Biden. They're in Geneva. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanked President Joe Biden and expressed wishes for a productive meeting as the two kicked off their meeting in Geneva Wednesday. Putin told Biden upon first meeting him he was thankful for the gathering as he knew the U.S. president had a long trip and lots of work. He's like, I know it's hard for you to get out of bed in the morning. I know you can barely walk up a flight of stairs without killing yourself, so thank you so much for coming to meet us here. But the Russian president emphasized that there are lots of questions accumulated in the Russia-U.S. relations that require discussion on the highest level. The two are expected to address everything from cybercrime to Russia's alleged interference in U.S. elections during their meeting. So I'm sure it'll go something like this. Biden just like, completely out of it, completely lost. Putin's like, all right, what the hell, man? The cyber crime, like the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, clearly they're doing this. Everything they're attacking goes right along with the Democratic plan of what to attack anyway. And now you're blaming it on us. Like what the hell? What the hell are we going to do here? Because you know it's not us and I know it's not us. So why are you blaming it on us? And Biden's going to be like, corn pop? What? Where am I? It's a very sad thing that we have this decrepit old vampire ostensibly running our country. The reality, very obvious at this point, is that it's being run by a shadowy cabal. This is what we keep talking about. The people that are actually running things have figured out a long time ago that the glory of being in the front, being in the forefront, and being the face of the proposals that you're putting forward is not worth it, because then you have to actually explain what you're doing and stand up for your ideas. It's much safer and much easier to, like a mafia godfather, rule from the shadows and have some poor sucker, some poor dupe, some decrepit old vampire out in front to take all of the heat for you. It's obscenely obvious now, and people are starting to ask the question, if Biden can hardly put his pants on in the morning, who's really running the question? The answer is, not allowed to be aired on mainstream television. Israeli aircraft bombed Gaza just days into new government. Israeli military said Wednesday that it conducted airstrikes in the Gaza Strip after officials said that the militant group Hamas had sent incendiary balloons. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Balloon attack. Everyone get down. Everyone get down. The balloons are coming. The balloons are coming. Quick. Release the Air Force. Bomb their entire civilization. Destroy the high-rise buildings. Turn them into dust. There are balloons on the horizon, dear God. Wells Fargo cancels American greatness writer Peter Dabrowski's account moments after canceling Lauren Witzke. Lauren Witzke will be joining us in the third hour to discuss this absolutely blatantly political maneuver here, as conservative activists are blacklisted from financial services, a punishment that is not leveled for even our most insane criminals. Charles Manson has a bank account. Child rapists have bank accounts. For some reason, opposing the globalist New World Order means you can't have a bank account. Very interesting how that works. Very interesting what the banking system sees as a threat. Another Canadian pastor was arrested after a police helicopter found his church's secret new location. He was hauled off to jail in front of his family, including his wailing and weeping young children as he's pulled off there. We'll show you that video a little bit later. Mackenzie Scott, who is was once married to the worm known as Jeff Bezos, has given $2.7 billion to a variety of charities. She wrote in a blog post on Tuesday, bring the total of her donations since her first giving spree in July 2020 to $8.5 billion. $8.5 billion poured into the anti-American establishments that she is using, along with all of the other billionaires in the world, to try to tear down the American middle class and create a neo-feudalism in which you and the rest of the regular people on Earth are simply serfs for these billionaire gold digger whores and their endlessly deep pockets. We'll be right back, finished up with the Daily Dispatch.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up, do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best deal ever on that. And, of course, Bio, true selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. We continue with our daily dispatch here. Infowars.com has the story, shock study, scientists implant uterus in male rat and make it give birth. Chinese scientists have successfully forced a male rat to give birth in a nightmarish experience that would have been regarded as appalling just a few years back. Now it's a celebration. As we got trans rats now giving birth as men, isn't that, or as males. Isn't that amazing? In a new study from the Naval Medical University in Shanghai, researchers explained in horrific detail how they castrated a male rat, conjoined him with a female rat, then transplanted a uterus into him, which they later delivered a baby rat from via cesarean section. I mean, what's disturbing about that? In America, that'll be done to seven-year-olds in the next few years. Here we investigate the question of whether male pregnancy with live births can be achieved in a rat model if these speculative problems were solved by existing methods, the rat's introduction states. The success rate of the modeling was only about 3.68%, but 10 pups could still be delivered from a male rat and delivered and developed. The researchers excitedly reported in a study published at biorvix.org. For the first time, a mammalian animal model of male pregnancy was constructed by us, the scientists wrote. One simple question to this, why? Anybody? Why would you want to do this? Does anybody have any idea? Is there any reason why you would want to do this? Is this not just mad scientist material where you're just corrupting nature for the pure purpose of corrupting nature? Can anybody tell me? Oh my God. They actually say why in this article. It's literally because of transgenderism. In that study published in the Journal of Medical Ethics, researchers claimed it was important for transgenders to have equitable access to uterine transplants. From a justice perspective, there is a moral imperative to ensure equitable access to uterine transplant. In this case, arguments against providing transplant to genetically transgender women for reasons unrelated to safety and efficacy should be assessed carefully to address potential discrimination against genetically male women as a social group. It remains to be seen what profound impact comes of the pregnant male rat study, but if current transgender reassignment surgical procedures are any indication, gender-confused members of society are in for a bad time. From a justice perspective, there is a moral imperative to make sure men can give birth to babies. What are these people smoking? What is the moral imperative of having males give birth? These people are psychopaths. These people are beyond redemption, in my opinion, from a justice perspective. Yes, it's unjust that men can't give birth. What the hell is wrong with you? Justice means nothing anymore. Federal court temporarily blocks Biden administration's oil and gas lease pause. The federal court blocked for now the Biden administration's pause on oil and gas leasing. The preliminary injunction issued Tuesday comes as a blow to one of the administration's key actions to address climate change. It's all about. It's just. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just like people just being gunned down in broad daylight in every major city. I've seen multiple guys shot seven times in a Wendy's parking lot in Houston yesterday. A security guard caught on camera in Atlanta being shot in the chest at point blank range by two pistol wielding criminals. Just endless violent crime on the rise in every major American city. Just massive unemployment, massive inflation, the entire economy collapsing, billionaires getting more money than ever before. And the only thing the worthless scumbags in Washington, D.C. care about are climate change and some sort of fabricated, immaterial, unacceptable form of justice that essentially just means get rid of white people. Like, this is the only thing they care about. Every single branch of the government have two concerns that they are fighting. It's climate change and racism. That's literally it. And then everything they do just causes all of the actual problems in this country to get infinitely worse. Just mind-blowing. Hey, perfect example here. Biden is expanding a program to allow more young Central Americans to apply to get into the U.S. from their home countries. Remember, last week, Kamala Harris went to Guatemala and made no bones about it. She was very clear, straightforward when she said, do not come. Do not come to America. Do not. Don't come. Oh, but if you do, here's a wonderful program for you. You know, if you do come, we will put you on a plane, give you an envelope full of cash, and send you to Iowa. So don't come, but here's a program for everybody that wants to come. Don't come, but go ahead and hop on the bus because we're heading to America. Just literally everything they do makes every actual problem we have significantly worse. And again, it's just from every possible angle. Like, we are literally in the 1984 level. Ministry of Truth is concerned with spreading lies, and the Ministry of Love is where you go to get tortured. Like, that's where we are now. The Homeland Security Secretary is just like, open the border. Come on in. I'm in charge of security, and I'm going to cut the lock on the door. Just mind-blowing. We're in charge of making sure people aren't discriminated against because of their race, and our number one priority is get rid of white people. It's just like everything they do, and from every different level. We are firmly committed to welcoming people to the United States with humanity and respect, as well as providing a legal alternative to irregular migration, says Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. What have these people done to earn our respect? They don't respect us. They don't respect our laws. They don't respect our border. They don't respect our statements from our government. Complete disrespect shown to all of us. Complete abuse of our open society. And we're supposed to show them respect and care because they're just the, you know, pathetic brown people, right? Alejandro Mayorkas. No, these are human beings who are making decisions for which there are consequences. The decision they're making is to illegally enter a country for which they are not citizens. You can act like these people are just mindless animals that don't understand that they're breaking the law, but the reality is they know exactly what they're doing. They're breaking the law. They're seeing an opening, and they're taking advantage of it. And you want to reward them or pat them on the head, or act like, oh, they're just poor, helpless people fleeing persecution. Doesn't exist. It's not happening. These are just adults from other countries breaking our laws. Like, that's all it is. There's nothing complicated about this. Now, they can act pathetic. They've been told what to say in order to achieve asylum. And it's literally just like, it's like a magic spell. It's like the wizards who bring them up in buses and trains and airplanes. They're just like, here's $5,000. Get on this bus. It'll take you to the Mexican border. When you get there, say, I'm in fear of my life. Say, I suffer violence. Say, I can't go back to my country. And then they send them across. The Border Patrol picks them up, right? Brings them into a place. They rattle off the words. They check off the boxes. Here's an envelope of cash. Hop on the plane. Go further into the country. This is Occupied America, folks. Our government's at war with us. What more is there to say?
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. InfoWars.com.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yeah, this story about the new Biden administration's focus on domestic terror strategy is so patently absurd and such a obvious threat to our constitutional rights. I honestly can't believe it. You know, they keep saying things like, we're focused on violence, not ideology. But we know how this works. We know how this works. They find a right-wing group. They send in an undercover FBI agent to foment a violent plot, and then they shut down. They imprison everybody in this whatever right-wing group they've infiltrated, claiming that they were a part of this plot. Like, it's really not that complicated. Like, yes, we're very focused on just the violent people, and then they create the violence, and then they arrest the ideological dissidents. Making domestic terrorism a federal crime would not result in the targeting of specific ideas or groups. Sure, rather it would target acts of violence that have no place in the political discourse secured by our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Meanwhile, you have a guy who goes to a softball field where Republicans are practicing. He has a list of Republican senators in his pocket. He has a Facebook full of Rachel Maddow clips, and he's part of a Facebook group called, like, the right must be destroyed or something. Before he opens fire, he goes and asks somebody and makes sure these are the Republicans practicing, right? He opens fire on them, almost kills some of our most effective conservative representatives, and then the FBI is like, yeah, we don't know. We don't know what his... Yeah, we just don't know what he was trying to do there. Just, it's just incredible. Yeah, we're at war, folks. It's a hot war. It's a shooting war. Biden admin arrests journalist who recorded Ashley Babbitt murder as DOJ hides identity of the shooter. Yeah, they know who the shooter is. It's not like they don't know. Now, this is a deliberate and very pointed message. It is, we will kill you, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can be peaceful. You can be a woman. You can be expressing your First Amendment rights as specifically ordained in the First Amendment. And we'll shoot you in the neck, let you bleed out on the Capitol steps. Within reach from police officers, by the way. Totally unnecessary. Totally without warning. We'll murder you. Then we'll use your murder to go after your friends. It's a message to us. This has nothing to do with, oh, well, we're just trying to get the investigation in order. No, no. They're letting you know this is the punishment for standing up to them. It's not that complicated. They'll kill you. They'll celebrate it. They'll use your death to claim it was a deadly insurrection to go after your friends. They'll kill them, too. That's what they're letting them know. That's what they're letting us know. Seattle cops forced to give personal tax and financial records to the city under termination threat. Six Seattle police officers who attended Donald Trump's January 6th speech are being forced to prove their innocence during an investigation. If they don't submit personal documents to the city, they face termination. The investigation into the officers began in January. Two officers posted photos of social media showing themselves at Trump's speech at the Capitol. Then four other officers self-reported that they too were in D.C. Each officer was on vacation. None were in uniform. January 6th was probably the largest single political protest in the history of America. It was a 99.99% peaceful event. Any violence that did occur was almost uniformly started by the police officers who were firing flashbangs and tear gas into the peaceful crowd, like 20 feet into the crowd, to the people who could have in no way posed a threat to the police officers. Then the only person murdered during that entire event was Ashley Babbitt, who was shot dead by a police officer. So the vast, vast majority of people that were there never committed any crime. Of those that did commit crime, the vast majority of those were trespassing, walking in through an open door while being ushered by a police officer. Now, these people are still held in solitary confinement, and anybody who is even in D.C. has had their financial records given to the FBI and the NSA by the banking establishment. And now the police officers, now anybody who's a police officer who was there in D.C., you know, was a conservative, wanted to go support their president, saw the incredible inconsistencies and suspicious activity on the election night and wanted to speak up, as is literally guaranteed by the First Amendment. Like, that's the point of the First Amendment, is to be able to petition your government for redress of grievances. But now you'll be fired if you don't turn over your text messages and financial information. It's persecution. It's the purge. That's what this is. Merrick Garland insists DOJ not targeting citizens for their politics as the White House urges snitching on your family. Merrick Garland on Tuesday insisted the Department of Justice is not targeting U.S. citizens for their political beliefs, you know, despite the fact that they are. It's just like, you know, that's what I said on Twitter yesterday. They need a dumbed down, subservient and obedient and unquestioning populace, because what they're doing is so obvious that you have to be a retarded person not to see what they're doing. Like, when they tell you they don't know the motive behind the shooter that tried to kill Steve Scalise and Rand Paul, that's a test of obedience for you. They're questioning whether you have the ability to think for yourself. Just like the lab leak theory thing with, John Stewart going up and being like, it's so obvious. The lab is named the same as the virus. And it's like, yeah, we know. We know. And for a year and a half, you illiterate morons have not been able to put this together. And the deep state is very, very happy about that. They're very happy that they can just put out these dictates and that you have to trust the authorities to understand things that are elementary logic, like preschool level logic. But they want, and I mean, the shooter thing is a whole nother message. It's not a message to us. It's a message to our opponents. It's saying that you can be blatantly obvious that what you're doing is political violence, and they'll cover for you. They'll protect you. They'll cover it up. If you want to get a gun, a rifle, and go gun down Republicans, and you have a list of Republicans in your pocket, and you've spent the last several years posting about how you want to kill Republicans because of your ideology, because you're a leftist, for explicitly political reasons, the government will pretend they don't know. They'll cover it up for you. That's a message to the people that want to commit political violence from the left. They're saying that's allowed. See, Ashley Babbitt on one hand, and you have the Steve Scalise shooter on the other. Ashley Babbitt, totally peaceful, unarmed, 14-year veteran of the Air Force, respectable young woman, gunned down in cold blood. She deserved it. She was a terrorist. She was a crazy person. More people should have been shot. That's what you get from the left. And we'll never know the name of the person who shot her. See, that message is, we will kill you. We will cover it up. We'll spit on your grave and we'll use your death to go after your friends. On the other hand, you have the Steve Scalise shooter, blatantly political activist, blatant terrorism, a blatant attempt to kill the people that are effectively standing up against the onslaught of the communist subversion. And they'll cover that up. They'll pretend it's not political. They'll pretend they don't know. And they expect the American populace to be so stupid and obedient that they go along with both of these two things. Speak up against them, you'll be slaughtered by them. Try to kill their opponents, you'll be celebrated, protected, shielded from them. No investigation will even take place. I think they're looking into this guy and his friends and who he's communicated with and if he was part of a big structure? No, because they don't think it was political. It's just a crazy person, so they won't do any investigations into that. They won't look into it. No arrests will be made.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Scientists agree. Magnesium is the most important cofactor in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways. Magnesium is required for your body to do the following. Helps convert food into energy. Helps with muscle contraction function. Helps regulate the nervous system. Helps with protein building in the muscles, and so much more. And now it's available in this concentrated form of ionized fizzy magnesium. It tastes great. I take it in the morning. I take it in the evening. It is so essential in my life, and I hope all of you will check it out and try it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is the best formula from our research you're going to find out there. So if you've already enjoyed other magnesium formulas, give this one a try. I think you're going to love it. At the same time, it funds the InfoWar, which is a true 360 win. Now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for only $19.95. All that evil men in towers need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best deal ever on that. And, of course, Bio through Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep, you said, wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set.
I wonder if Donald Trump had seen into the future, which isn't really necessary. You don't need a crystal ball or anything. We knew this was coming. He could have known it was coming, too. If you actually just pay attention, it was obvious what the Democrats were planning from the outset. I wonder if he would have been a little bit more proactive in preventing all of this from coming about. You can only ask, what if all of this had been done when the terrorists actually were terrorizing America? Because, see, on one hand, you actually have very well-developed clandestine networks of far leftist activists, very well-funded, very well-coordinated, often in coordination with the media covering them. And, of course, this is all made evident by, you know, videos that came out during all of the rioting. There's some guy from Chicago that once ran for mayor. He was caught on hot mic talking with an NBC producer, talking about how he traveled across state lines, how they were there to start some F up, you know, start some S up, start some crap up, you know, really get things going. And, of course, he already knows the producer of the NBC Nightly News who's there on the ground, and they're caught on hot mic talking about how this was all coordinated. So what if at that point Donald Trump and the Republicans had actually had some gonads and actually done all of this stuff? Said, yes, we're unveiling a new strategy to counter domestic extremism. As you can tell from the burning buildings and the murdered people and the $2 billion of damage, we have a major problem with extremism in this country. So we're going to wrap these people up. We're going to round them up. And anybody funding them is also going to be rounded up. That means the CEO of Nike. That means the CEO of Apple. That means Mackenzie Scott and Jeff Bezos. You've been funding terrorists. You're going to prison now. What if Donald Trump had done that? What if we'd never gotten to this point where now all of these things are being enacted not to actually confront a real threat of extremism and an actual apparent, evident dangerous terroristic threat literally doesn't exist. Like it's Bigfoot. Like white supremacy, white terrorism, white nationalism, whatever you want to call it. Where is it? Where are they? What have they done? January 6th? Okay, 12 people broke windows. Oh dear. Oh my gosh. Shut everything down. Like it's ridiculous. These two things are not the same. Okay, January 6th and the riots are not the same thing. The reaction to it is not just unbalanced in the sense that these are two of the same things. One is being punished and one is not. No, no. One was a protest. The worst thing of which happened was a protester was murdered by a police officer and some guy put his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. That's on one hand. On the other hand, months on end of chaos, murder, violence, arson, leading to defunding the police, leading to a massive increase in violent crime targeting innocent people across this country in every major city, massively multiplied. These are not the same thing. And yet only one of them is being treated as a form of domestic terror that must be pursued by all possible expense and all possible expediency. Mind-blowing that this is going on. It's like I hope maybe Putin will stand up for us. Maybe Putin has some sort of leverage that he can be like, hey, stop persecuting the people of your country. You and I won't release the sex tape I have of you, whatever it is. I hope that Putin does something because our own Republicans, they're not standing up for us. The American government doesn't give a crap about us. They're going along with this. They're so frightened by this communism that they're going to let it take us completely over. I mean, the only option we have is to take it on full force. We know how that turns out. Because they control all the institutions. It's just like, how do people not know? Can people really not see what's going on here? Like, they really think this is a good thing? It's really like, you know, their perception of just literally everything is so completely out of whack. Like, just imagine, like, you're a young person who goes and checks out these guys called the Proud Boys. Because what you see every single day is Antifa wandering around the streets, beating people to death, smashing people with skateboards, kicking people in the head while they're knocked down on the ground, blood leaking into the gutter. And you think, why aren't the police stopping this? And then you look into it and you realize, oh, the politicians are actually on the side of Antifa and they're shielding them and protecting them. And even when Antifa gets caught, they're let out of prison because billionaires are paying their bail for them. And then the next day they're out on the streets doing it again. This isn't right. And so you join up with the Proud Boys thinking we're going to go out and express ourselves and we're going to surround ourselves with, you know, tough guys that are ready to fight because we know Antifa is going to attack us. We're going to defend ourselves, not just let ourselves be victims, and certainly not rely on the police who are on the side of Antifa. And so you join up with them and you spend time around the Proud Boys, and never once do you hear, you know, violence for the sake of violence supported. Never once do you hear, yeah, we're going to go attack these guys. Never once do you hear anything racist or anything terroristic, nothing of the sort. And then one day, the FBI decides that your group, which has never committed terrorism, has never committed aggressive, you know, offensive violence, only ever defends itself against the attacks of Antifa. And suddenly you're told you're a domestic terrorist. You'll be arrested, hand over your financial records. You're put in solitary confinement. And then you turn to the friends and family that you've had your entire life, that have known you since you were a little kid, have known you're a peaceful person, a loving person, and you say, look how ridiculous this is. I've never done anything. I haven't caused any trouble. We've defended ourselves against Antifa a few times, but, you know, nothing that would warrant arrest or anything of the sort. But they're targeting me. They're persecuting me. They're coming after me, and they're calling me a terrorist. And what do the people that have known you your whole life say? Well, you shouldn't have done that. It's your fault. It's your fault for standing up for yourself. It's your fault for actually embracing the First Amendment. It's your fault for actually trying to express your political beliefs in public. Like, that's where we are now. Is the brainwashing is so complete, they will literally just target innocent people, and those innocent people's own family members will say, yeah, you deserve it. It's your fault. Yeah, it's completely despicable. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Now you can't even have a bank account. Even if you are a completely peaceful advocate for America, conservative activist, they'll shut your bank account, take your money. We're just supposed to put up with this. We're supposed to sit back and allow this to occur. I honestly don't. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, because the political solution that we pursued was Donald Trump. Donald Trump was screwed by his own party, screwed by the deep state, he was screwed by the media, he was screwed by the American people who fell for the lies, hook, line, and sinker, and allowed them to put a decrepit old puppet in place to forcibly bankrupt and shut down the entire United States. They're seeing it happen in front of them with their own eyes, and nothing's being done about it. So what are we going to do? Oh, we're going to vote again? Oh, we're going to cast a vote? Oh, sure. Yeah, we know how much we can trust the vote, right? Oh, we're just going to get another person elected? Maybe we'll vote for Trump again. Maybe he'll fix it this time. No, we saw this writing on the wall. We knew this was coming. The time to take action politically was about a year and a half ago, or about a year ago, when all of us at InfoWars were screaming at the top of our lungs, here's what's coming down the line. If you allow them to take power, it will be the end of America. They will forcibly shut it down. They will rob you of every liberty that our Constitution guarantees, and they'll come after us like we're terrorists. Do something now. And time again, we said it. It's like you're sitting there with the gun, and they're across the room going, I'm going to walk over, grab that gun, and shoot you with it. And you're sitting there with the gun going, I hope you don't do that. Stop doing that. And here they come, walking towards the gun. They're going to pick it up and shoot you in the head with it. Well, you have the gun. Why would you let them take it from you? But that's what we did.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control Big Pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control Big Tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The first autopsy conducted on a person who received the new experimental COVID jab confirms what we are being told by experts worldwide. The so-called cure is far worse than the disease. According to the post-mortem report, the 86-year-old man had never had COVID and received a single dose of the Pfizer shot on January 9th. 18 days later, he was admitted to the hospital where he got infected by an asymptomatic hospital roommate and died 4 days later. The molecular mapping shows that nearly all of his vital organs were infected with viral RNA. As a result of being exposed to his asymptomatic roommate, a rapid fatal autoimmune response was triggered throughout the body. People are being told to trust the science, but the science has been saying all along that these mRNA-induced spike proteins being produced in the body is a terrible and deadly idea. A former Pfizer head and former head of the public health department tried to warn us back in December of 2020. Scores of medical experts from 30 countries came together just weeks after the vaccine went public to warn people of a wide range of side effects. They pointed out how care homes across the world were being infected with COVID-19 within days of residents getting vaccinated. Their main concern was that the spike proteins will be produced throughout the entire body, causing the body's own immune system to attack itself, and pointed out how the entire thing is a human experiment in violation of the Nuremberg Code. French virologist and Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier agrees. He calls it an unacceptable mistake and went on to say that it is unthinkable that any expert would not be aware of how potentially dangerous this shot is. Even the corporations seem to know. The owner of an oil and gas recruitment company who hires for dozens of major companies says that succession planning is now looking at all employees who have received one of the new COVID vaccines. Succession planning is the strategy that ensures businesses continue to thrive after employees move on, retire, or die. She says that the entire oil and gas industry is planning on having to replace all personnel who received the vaccine within the next 3 years.
To this day, I am running a global gas and oil recruitment firm. And the reason that this is important is because of what I am seeing as an executive in this industry happening right now as a result of the COVID vaccines. And it's something called succession planning. Well, what's really interesting, what's happening right now, and it's actually mortifying, not just interesting, is that executives are having their HR staff and their managers, superintendents, foremen, so on and so forth, go through and look at the staff that have received the vaccines, and they're planning to have to replace them all within the next 3 years.
And through all of this, the mainstream media never once questioned the big pharma puppet in charge with the criminal past. Throughout all of this, the media told you to get the shot. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
There it is. That's the latest by Greg Reese. Oil and gas industry planning to replace vaccinated personnel as the vaccine continues to show just how deadly it truly is. Folks, I've been rambling for the first hour, which is not good because I have so many videos to show you. It's practically a joke. I've got this newest from Project Veritas that will be playing this hour, as well as Yet another parent standing up against critical race theory in a very powerful way, and I'll be showing you that entire video moving forward. And of course, some more videos of Joe Biden being caught with a flashcard with anti-Trump talking points, just in case he forgets who he's supposed to blame all of the problems on. Yeah, it was the last guy.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to fund this program and everything that we do here. Remember, this Sunday is Father's Day. And what do you get for the man who has everything? Maybe an InfoWars store gift card. Maybe he'll find something on the store that he'll appreciate. Maybe he could benefit from one of our amazing supplements, or maybe he'd like one of our fantastic books or DVDs or any of the preparedness supplies that we have there on InfoWarsStore.com. There's a little something for everybody, and I know that I literally used to do this before I worked at InfoWars. I would buy my dad InfoWars store gift cards for Father's Day or for Christmas or for his birthday, because we knew that not only would he be able to get some of the vitamins that he takes every day, or some of the, you know, equipment that he has just in case, you know, it becomes necessary to live off the grid for a little while, but also that we're funding the InfoWar. So sort of a double present. You know, it's like when you give somebody a present where it's just like a certificate that's like, oh, I donated money in your name to a charity. This is like that, except you also get a fantastic product. So it's a 360 win all the way around. And of course, we have our newest products here, the vitamin D3, the vitamin C with zinc, and the whole food multivitamin, all incredible products developed by us here at InfoWars and available now at InfoWarsStore.com just in time for Father's Day. Also, BioTrue Selenium, that is actually one of my dad's favorite products, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Our incredible sale of the BioTrue Selenium supplements for 50% off with free shipping and double Patreon points is a can't-miss deal. It's made from 100% organic mustard seeds. BioTrue Selenium can help you get all the essential trace mineral selenium that you need in one highly potent, all-natural supplement. With BioTrue Selenium, you can boost your cardiovascular and thyroid health and keep your body moving at the healthiest it can be. Additionally, you can sign up for auto-ship on BioTrue Selenium and other favorite InfoWars Life products to save an extra 10% off. Experience the benefit of selenium for a low cost with 50% off on BioTrue Selenium from InfoWars Life, InfoWarsStore.com, before it's too late. Of course, BioTrue Selenium and selenium is good for anybody of any gender at any age, but especially for older men, it can be extremely important. So if you are looking for something special for your father for Father's Day and he's a fan of InfoWars, may I suggest going to InfoWars.com, getting that BioTrue Selenium for 50% off, making his day and making our broadcast possible. Now, let's see here. 6:15. Okay. I'm going to go to a video now that may represent the only hope that we have. When we get back on the other side, I'm going to continue to play videos throughout this entire hour, but I'll be talking about a prediction that I made and just how hopeless the world is looking. And when I look around and think, do we have any hope? Is there anything that we can actually do to fight back against this monster that we're facing? There's only one thing that gives me hope at this point. It is that they've reached too far, too fast. People are waking up to their despicable agenda, and are standing up against it. So the only hope that we have right now is that regular Americans all across the country stand up at places like their school board and speak out against this disgusting ideology. Here's a man named Ty Smith doing exactly that.
I'm sorry, I didn't pick your
last name. Ty Smith. Thank you. And what I want to do is I want to talk about when we think about critical race theory, what comes to mind? When you say the word critical, what comes to your mind when you think about the word critical? I have 2 degrees in medicine. You know what critical means to us? Critical means that the person is almost getting ready to die or they most surely will die. So when you say critical race theory, you might think of it in the sense of, oh, this information is critical that they know as of the upper important. But when I think about critical race theory, I think about critical as in this is getting ready to kill something or kill somebody. So most likely what's going to happen when this gets taught to our children? Give you an example here. I was in the third grade and I was on welfare. Go figure. And we had something called a lunch card. Our teacher would let the kids that got the cold lunch or got lunch from home, they got to go online first. I had to, the ones that had a lunch card, we had to go behind them. So time after time that kept on happening, I'm getting there thinking like, man, this is messed up. How come the kids that got a cold lunch? How come the kids that got lunch from school? Why did they get to go before me? I started feeling real down and bad about myself. What makes them kids more special? What makes them different? What makes them so cool that they get to go first while us with the lunch card get to go in the back? So I started piecing some things together like, man, this is messed up. Why? These people that actually got the lunch, the ones that had the cold lunch, the ones that had to go get to go first, they were some of my friends. I started disassociating myself with them. I started actually hating them. I actually started disliking them because I felt that they had something that I didn't have. They had it better than I had. I actually started getting mad at my home life because why can't I get a cold lunch to bring up here so I can be up there in line? Why couldn't I? Now, my friends trying to figure out what's wrong with Ty. How can he be so mad at us? I'm mad at them for something that's not even their fault. I'm getting mad at them because I'm the one that got a lunch card. They get to go first in line. But the fact I was in the third grade and was able to piece that together to say in the third grade, look what I did. I conjured up my own perceptions of what my friends were. They weren't looking down on me. They didn't think they were better than me. I'm the one that came up with those false perceptions of what my friends were, not them. So when you talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other, it's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids, this white kid right here got it bad for you because he white? You're going to purposely tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have 2 medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? Yeah. How do I do it? 2 medical degrees. No mom, no dad in the house. Worked my way through college. Sat there and hustled my butt to get through college. You're going to tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never going to be able to get to work because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now to speak out against stuff. Because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't going to be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't going to let you get to work. Oh, you know you're not going to be able to do it here because you know, the white man going to keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I work for myself from office priest to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? This the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? This is what we come to now. I can't believe we even talking about this right now. The last thing we're gonna say right here is something that's crazy. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what?
Character.
Not their sin.
Absolutely.
If they let this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about black kids and mother dogs will sit there and just pretty much be on his grave with this nonsense. That's exactly what's about to happen. Lastly, we are talking about our kids. We are talking about our children. What's so sick about me, I love the Discovery Channel. You will see that on Discovery Channel, animals will put their lives on the line to protect their children from danger. And what they put their lives on the line from predators. What are we doing? Oh, just let the kids go. Let anything happen to them. Let anybody bring in this sexuality stuff right there. Pervert these children and all that. Let them know that, oh, if somebody touched you, oh, if it felt good to you, it's going to be okay. Nobody want to get to the heart of the matter, get to the meat of the matter, get to the moral of the story. It all comes down to it. The person that's going to be suffering from this, the one that's going to be hurt from this, is the kids.
Yeah.
10 years from now, this stuff goes on, and we see that we're producing a whole bunch of kids that's actually super sexually pedophile acting and all this stuff like that. Whose fault is it going to be? Whose fault is it going to be? Who are we going to look back on and blame for this? Because this is stuff we talked about right now. This stuff is going on right now. I do this stuff on a daily basis. I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing stuff since I was 18 years old, talking to black folks. You know what? None of them are buying this nonsense.
Yeah.
None of them are.
Yeah,
right. But if you want to implement this into the school system, I guarantee you to the day that I die, I'm going to be the very person right there debunking stuff, tearing stuff down, letting them know they can do exactly what I did and get exactly where I am by putting themselves to work and getting there. And that's not one white person ever.
Yeah.
Don't keep any of them from getting there. No CRT,
no
BS. My time is up. My time is up. I'm ready for this real quick. As far as the mask go, you talking about somebody mentioned a comment about there being common sense? I got 2 medical degrees. Guess what? When it comes to doing things with masks and all stuff like that, you got something called contact isolation or certain things that's in the air, right? So when you go in there, you do something called the PPE, right? I go in there with a mask on to protect myself from certain airborne illnesses or drop precautions and all that. Guess what? I've been wearing a mask all this time. I've been working in the hospital for over 20-some-odd years. I don't have COVID. Never had it. Never been vaccinated. I have not gotten anything whatsoever. Because guess what? I follow the ABCs of medicine when it comes to wearing a mask. So I don't care what Dr. Foster or Fauci says. The basic common sense of it is, his email tells you, it's not going to help you from doing anything. So guess what? To this day, you don't have to
the only hope, folks, regular Americans standing up together against this tyranny.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion for the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All that evil men in power seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on 3 items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best sale ever on that. And, of course, Bio through Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation. And we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the sea alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday, we start covering this story of the Project Veritas whistleblower. She's a reporter at Houston's Fox 26 outlet. And she actually went live on air. If you missed it yesterday, she was live doing a on-the-scene report when she took a moment to go off script and say that she would be a whistleblower for Project Veritas. Later that day, she was, of course, suspended by her news station. And Project Veritas has now released the full interview with this young woman who is talking about the way that the Fox News channel was shutting down her reporting and muzzling her. And I want to go ahead and play as much of this as possible, because, well, if we don't, who else will? I mean, this information needs to get out there, and of course it's limited as much as possible by big tech, but they have no say here. You are powerless here, you censorious morons. So, since the only people that control what I say here are me and the info warriors out there who let me know when I get things wrong, without anybody preventing me from doing so, here it is, clip number 8. Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker releases tape of bosses, sounds alarm on corruption and censorship, the latest video from the great Project Veritas.
Came at my throat for standing up against censorship.
In my opinion, you failed as a reporter.
From the inside, yes, there's a narrative. Yes, it is unspoken, but if you accidentally step outside the narrative, if you don't sense what that narrative is and go with it, there will be grave consequences for you.
Hold on, let me pause it right there. Sorry, I didn't tell the crew I'd be pausing it, but I won't be pausing it. But I do want to highlight what she just said, because this is something that we've tried to express here for a very long time, and now we hear it sort of from the horse's mouth. Because people often, you know, when you hear a conspiracy theory, it's like, how could all these people be coordinating behind the scenes and keeping it secret and all that sort of stuff? We've moved on to a new realm, and I've talked about it quite a bit in relation to false flags, especially showing the video of the gay guy who wrote anti-gay smears on his own church to blame on Trump supporters. And he said, you know, I just thought people needed to know, you know, what danger we are in. So I thought I'd do a little false flag, full well knowing that that would be reported on unquestionably as a hate crime against gay people or whatever it was. It would be blamed on Trump's supporters. The media would carry that story without doing any research whatsoever, because they all are on the same ideology. They all operate the same way. And so I think it's so important what she just said, where they don't have to tell the reporters what to say. They aren't issuing dictates. We don't have any proof that's like, look, see here, they're controlling the narrative. But you're supposed to know. You're supposed to internalize this ideology and be able to replicate it. They're turning you into your own censor. And so I just want to highlight exactly what this reporter just said when she says you're supposed to just know what they want and go along with it. And if you deviate from the understood, you know, from the understanding, from the understood narrative that you're supposed to be perpetuating, then they will crack down on you. They won't necessarily even say why, but you just know. You know what you're supposed to do. You know what they expect. Just like when the mafia don says, hey, that guy, you know, needs to go away. You know, when they, you just hint subtly, you don't actually say, well, he never actually ordered him to kill that guy, but he did show his displeasure. And the other people in the cabal simply know what to do, know to go along with it. To me, I mean, this whole This whole video is very important, but that part alone is so important in understanding how the mainstream media operates, that they don't have to give dictates because the reporters are expected to know the narrative that they're supposed to be perpetuating. So I'm sorry for the interruption, but that alone is the most illuminating and important clip in this entire video, but all of it is a bombshell. So my apologies. Back to Project Veritas.
It's about what our GM reads.
My question is very simple. Why are you doing this?
It affects the viewers. That's why I'm doing this. The viewers are being deceived by a carefully crafted narrative in some stories.
I have passed on Bitcoin stories. African-American audience of 5 is probably not going to play. That's a choice I'm making, an editorial choice.
That seems sort of a racially charged statement to make.
I want out of this narrative news telling. I want out of this corruption.
Are you afraid of doing this?
I haven't had a lot of fear about it. I'm so horrified at what the news business has stooped to.
What you just heard was our newest insider, Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker, blowing the whistle on her own network's bias. Hecker felt compelled to come forward and shine a light on what she says is Fox 26 being, quote, deceptive to viewers.
Fox came at my throat for standing up against censorship. Fox Corp is prioritizing corporate interests above the viewer's interests and therefore operating in a deceptive way.
I have passed on Bitcoin stories. African-American audience of 5 is probably not going to play. That's a choice I'm making, an editorial choice.
You need to cease and desist posting about hydroxychloroquine.
Not just about the viewers, it's about what our CEO reads.
You need to stand for something or fall for anything.
Ivory, what do you do at Fox 26 Houston?
I'm a reporter, dayside reporter, primarily on the 5 o'clock news, also 6 o'clock news.
And why have you chosen to come forward?
What's happening within Fox Corp is an operation of prioritizing corporate interests above the viewer's interests and therefore operating in a deceptive way. Viewers are being deceived about some of the things that are going on. From my experience, my newsroom kind of groups everyone into racial groups. You know, a lot of our meetings are about, well, how does this play to black people?
Hecker says Fox 26 suppression of news stories many times was based on their viewer demographics.
I have passed on Bitcoin stories by almost every single reporter for our 5 o'clock audience because that's not our 5 o'clock audience. So there are lots of reasons. If I know our numbers are tanking from 5 to 6, and in one particular segment, an older woman, whatever, I may say, yeah, Bitcoin for our poor African-American audience of 5 is probably not going to play. That's a choice I'm making, an editorial choice.
What does she mean by that?
Research is done to study who, what sort of demographic groups watch each newscast, and it was found that, according to her, that some of our biggest audience at 5 is poor black people, and she has decided that poor black people don't care about Bitcoin.
That seems sort of a racially charged statement to make on her behalf.
She chose to kind of divert to the story of Bitcoin herself.
Hecker goes on to explain how she believes Fox 26's biases go beyond just race. It even seeps into their coverage of medicine and health in general.
We have some of those examples, including a video clip of Dr. Stella Emanuel talking about hydroxychloroquine in July of 2020.
Erica, you don't need to be afraid. COVID has a cure. You don't need to be afraid. COVID has prevention. If they put everybody on hydroxychloroquine right now, for those with early disease, and those that want to get prevention, I'm telling you, we'll stop COVID in its tracks in 30 days.
That story went viral July 27th. The next morning at Fox 26, someone tipped me off. This doctor's from Houston. This is our local story. And we also, everyone noticed how it was getting censored across social media platforms like we'd never seen before. We were all stunned by that.
All right, folks, I'm going to come back to this video on the other side so we can finish it up. Very brave woman. She's now been suspended by Fox 26 and seems to be sick of, the controlled news world. Hey, maybe InfoWars has an opening. Hey, Ivory Hecker, you want to work with the good guys for once?
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTrue Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
My boss, Susan, talked about how it did not make sense that they were censoring this. DART brought up that...
Who's DART?
Oh, DART is Susan's boss, our station president. And DART on that call, he said, look, it's obvious why this is getting censored. President Trump said that hydroxychloroquine works. He retweeted her. And whatever he does, everyone wants to do the opposite.
Who said that?
That's what DART said. So the story aired We talked about a recent NIH study where hydroxychloroquine was found to neither be harmful or helpful. And I added that to the story, and Susan the next day said it was a very well-rounded, great story. But after I was done putting that story together, I made a separate social media post about censorship itself. And I said, look, we just witnessed unprecedented censorship across the social media monopoly, her being censored. That's an alarming precedent that was just set.
So this was like a turning point moment for you.
That was a turning point for me. What became a turning point was how Fox reacted. Fox came at my throat for standing up against censorship.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they did that? Why do you think they came at you so hard?
Here's the thing. From the inside, yes, there's a narrative. Yes, it is unspoken, but if you accidentally step outside the narrative, if you don't sense what that narrative is and go with it, there will be grave consequences for you. And this story with Dr. Varone is what proves that.
That's a great question, and the answer is yes. We have used it. I mean, we know that it's a drug that has been politicized up to the wazoo. We use it with good success.
I asked that question because I was getting those tips from the viewers. And that was a story, by the way, that Susan and Lee sent me there to cover the COVID treatments at that hospital. I just wasn't supposed to ask that question.
To cease and desist posting about hydroxychloroquine, in my opinion, you failed as a reporter to not know more if you were going to post about hydroxychloroquine, that you didn't look it up and look at the latest post, the latest research about it. Read the articles.
It was a
major study in the New England Journal of Medicine on July 23rd before that doctor, went viral. I mean, you didn't refer to any of that.
That study makes him more newsworthy. I was aware of that study, which is why I posted him.
What study?
Because referenced it in my story about Dr. Emanuel. She's shutting down a news story that's actually happening, and that's just one of many news stories. Many stories have been shut down over the past almost a year, and I have never to this day advocated for that drug. But Fox said you've got to stop being biased. This is the opposite of catering to the audience. The audience was craving answers. And then they're seeing that the news is not covering it at all. Does that build trust in the news? No, that alienates the viewers. They are left to just assume the news must be in on some sort of conspiracy because they're not answering our questions on what's really going on.
When Hecker felt she was being targeted for simply trying to report the news, this motivated her to secretly record her supervisors, Vice President and News Director Susan Schiller, and Assistant News Director Lee Meyer.
Everything's going to be under the microscope. You're not posting anything without Susan or I signing off on it.
Industry executives, who are the people who hire us and keep us employed, that's the part that needs to make a difference to real. It's not just about the viewers. It's about what our CEO reads. It's about what our GM reads.
It's not just about the viewers. It's about what our CEO reads. It's about what our GM is general manager. What does that mean to you?
That means that corporate values are above the viewers' interests. So in journalism school, we are taught your first loyalty is to the citizen. That right there is saying, we don't abide by journalism. We abide by corporate values.
It appears Hecker wasn't alone. And when our undercover journalists caught up with Hecker's Houston Fox 26 crew, they weren't shy about the bias they also felt existed at the network.
You're at Fox 26?
Yeah.
How come you guys are like the all vaccine, all the time channel?
We hire producers, which are the ones that write the show.
Mm-hmm.
That are right out of college, about 25 years old. They don't pay them squat. They just regurgitate what they're fed. And so that's how it ends up being that. It's low-hanging fruit.
It's not like this top-down.
No, no. it's low-hanging fruit. They're doing vaccines across town. Well, let's go get video of that. And at first, it's like, yeah, it's a big deal. You know, when the vaccine first comes out, here's 3 months later, like, okay, no, vaccine, available.
Right, and they're just pushing it so hard. And you don't hear anything about side effects.
No.
The vaccine seems to be working great for most people, okay? But the fact that they are choosing to avoid any negative press about it, they're not going and looking at viewers' legitimate concerns and really looking to get answers. If you want to get vaccinated, that's great. If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your personal choice. But to use the venue of news to try to convince you to do something with your life. Mm-hmm. That was the journalism school's definition of propaganda.
Wait, every commercial now has got COVID. Every other one. So how does that work? Who buys that space?
We're in the
CDC?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it for everybody. And then with any place, I'm not just going to say back to
the CDC. Yeah, no, everybody.
ABC,
no, PRC. I just watch TV. I just see it all day, every day.
The whole time is like that.
How are they spending to do that, though? It's a ridiculous amount of money.
They spend the money because they can't.
CDC.
You know, yeah, they can't. They are without being in the process. You know, they're there.
Do they pay more, though, to get all that time?
Yeah.
They do? Like, yeah. So they would pay more than Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the thing about it, you never imagine the price that fight over position to get into the
home. But they take all the
money. They're positions. Like, all right, I'll pay y'all this. This probably looks like a game.
Vaccines are a potential money maker for Fox. I mean, that's some advertising. Mm-hmm. The vaccines, they need to be advertised somewhere. They can be advertised on Fox. Fox gets paid for that. So you've got to, you know, as a viewer, you've got to look at who is advertising on this TV station, and you've got to realize that surely this TV station doesn't want to hurt its advertisers.
When Hecker's Fox 26 colleagues were asked if Fox 26 would ever adjust news coverage based on its advertisers, even they admit, quote, a lot of stuff can happen, unquote.
So could the ad council call you and be like, hey, I want to run all these spots, but I want to make sure your journalists aren't running any anti-vax stories?
If that happens, it's a bug mark.
You won't know about it? What about you?
It's a
bug. Would you hear? Do you think you'd hear about it?
Oh, this happened. Oh, I'm so good. It goes, there's a hierarchy in the truth.
But does stuff like that ever happen?
It can.
I looked up the ad council, and some of their biggest donors are the vaccine companies. So another one of their biggest donors is Fox Corp. So ad council would be paying Fox after Fox gave a tax-deductible donation to ad council. What's particularly concerning about the ad council posts is they don't come off as ads. It's not blatant that it's an ad.
Maybe the most amazing Project Veritas video I've ever seen. I mean, we've seen some crazy ones where they're calling for gulags and, you know, putting children in re-education camps. But this lays out in a very bare fashion exactly how the control of the narrative is maintained. It's not just happening at Fox 26. It's happening in every major news outlet.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy with serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only Kava Kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal on InfoWars.com. Band.video. FreeWorldNews.tv. The only free speech platform left. With the reach that we have, there are still some good ones. In fact, Lauren Witzke, who will be joining me in the third hour, is currently on True News. That's another really great outlet. But once again, another under the concerted efforts of the globalist infrastructure to be shut down completely. Still have a lot of videos to show you. I want to finish out this Project Veritas just to get the full video out there. And of course, you can find it at band.video. We're going to go to the end of this Project Veritas video now, which again, I think may be one of the most important because, again, we have seen Project Veritas with some incredible revelations in the past. You know, it's almost like if you only took what Project Veritas has been able to uncover and just played every one of their videos out in like a documentary form, 3 hours long or whatever, in the last couple years. It would be absurdly obvious what position we're in, how we got here, who is involved in perpetuating it. And it's not a good look. It's not a good story. It's not a uplifting tale. No, it's a story of total destruction, of total takeover. And what's amazing about this video in particular is it's showing you the anatomy of the cover-up. It's showing you how this narrative is maintained. Like, people actually think that the mainstream media, even the local outlets, are just out there trying to tell the truth, just trying to report on the story. This blows that perception up. This shatters that illusion. Ivory Hecker has done a really amazing and heroic thing, putting her own life's work at risk by exposing this. And she really can't be thanked enough. I think she should come work at InfoWars. We're only 2.5 hours away, Ivory. You don't have to go that far. I grew up about 5 minutes from the Fox 26 studio there in Houston. If I still live there, I'd be protesting there right now. I wonder if anybody is. Now that it's been exposed that the Fox 26 local news outlet has muzzled its employees for political reasons, potentially helped contribute to the hundreds of thousands of deaths that could have been prevented by the use of hydroxychloroquine if that story hadn't been muzzled and thrown under the rug at the behest of these few controllers. And this is the way it works. And, you know, we can go protest Fox 26. You don't think this is happening at ABC 13 and KHOU Channel 11? KPRC Channel 2? You don't think it's happening at all of those? Of course it is. Of course it is. And everybody, every single employee at that company or at that outlet can know that it's wrong, but the one person at the top is the one who decides. This is why it doesn't require some sort of massive conspiracy of everybody involved. People like Ivory Hecker worked for an entire year under these restrictions. The hydroxychloroquine story is from over a year ago. That was when she first got muzzled. I bet just about every reporter at that place has a story that's been muzzled by them. Now, what recourse do they have? They can speak up about it. They'll be censored by big tech. They'll be punished by their radio or their news station, TV station. If they try to go get a job at a different TV station, you think they're going to get a glowing recommendation? Of course not. They're going to be told they don't play by the rules. They aren't a team player. They don't follow orders. Better not hire this person. Their lives will be destroyed if they try to speak up against this. It's the civilizational choke points that have been captured. You get one person at the top there. They, as pointed out in this segment, hire the just out of college brainwashed minions that will carry out their orders unquestioningly, or like those two fat idiots sitting there cackling and laughing about how easy it is to use money to bury stories that the investors would rather not have shown. They're just like, it happens. It does happen. It's just like, you're an evil moron because you're a part of this and you think it's funny. But you're like, you got to make that money. It's just like, well, you're what's wrong with the society then. I guess we've discovered the problem here and it's you. But these are the people that are deciding what is and is not permitted, allowed on television, even when it comes to your very health. Yeah, so a couple hundred thousands of people die, but they got to get that money, right? visions of loving care, visions of saving people. Let's go back to this segment. We'll close out this hour with this continued bombshell report by Project Veritas. When we come back in the next hour, we'll be welcoming Lauren Witzke. We'll also be going to some other rather illuminating videos that I have to show you today and covering some more of these stories that we haven't quite gotten to yet in today's program. Remember, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here and help to expose the corrupt and controlled atmosphere of the rest of the mainstream media. Support the one most important, most effective, most powerful, and most feared combatant in this war on the side of goodness, liberty, the American way, justice, truth, and uncensored, unfettered access to the information you need. I just try to imagine if I was in this woman's position. I would probably never be in that position because the moment anything like this happened, I would cause a lot of trouble. Let's just say, wouldn't go quietly. I wouldn't put up with this for even as long as she did, I don't think. I'm just trying to imagine if like an InfoWars manager called me and bitched me out in the way that they're bitching out Ivory Hecker. And it's literally impossible to imagine. I cannot imagine like Rob Dew, like, well, why are you countermanding the CDC? Why didn't you put that in your report? What is wrong with you? It's like, doesn't exist here. It doesn't exist here, folks. What exists here is a spirit of openness, of inquiry. And I live by that maxim that I heard the first day that I worked here at InfoWars when Alex Jones was telling Owen Schroyer how to cover a certain report. And Owen said, oh, I'm going to try it this way. I think I might say this. And Alex Jones just said, say whatever you want. Just tell the truth. That's it. That's InfoWars. Say whatever you want, but you got to be telling the truth. Here's Project Veritas and what it's like working for the mainstream media. Not exactly the same.
You know, the news does need advertisers to exist. But you always hope that if the news had to cover a story about its advertiser, that it would do it unbiasedly. But there is definitely a conflict of interest.
You mentioned about advertisers. Does the news industry need advertisers to exist?
They do. That's their primary source of funding.
Is that compatible with telling the news?
There's always that concern that the corporation might cater too much to advertising or self-censor to make sure they don't lose any advertisers.
A reasonable viewer might conclude that a local Fox reporter like Ivory might be doing this just for fame and notoriety. When asked, this is what she had to say.
And a lot of people are going to be watching this and speculating, saying things. You'll even have some critics. My question is very simple. Why are you doing this?
It affects the viewers. That's why I'm doing this. The viewers are being deceived by a carefully crafted narrative in some stories. Okay, in some areas, they do fantastic journalism. For some reason, some of these stories have an incredible slant. And if you accidentally step outside it, they try to internally destroy you. As I've witnessed firsthand, that affects the viewers. That does not just affect me.
Are you afraid of doing this?
I haven't had a lot of fear about it. I'm so horrified at what the news business has stooped to. At this point, I want out of this narrative news telling. I want out of this corruption.
Corruption, that's a strong word.
I want out of the corruption. I want to tell true stories without fear of whether it fits the corporate narrative.
The corporate news paradigm is incompatible with journalism.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's very sad. It's very sad.
And you're not the only person that feels this way. We have spoken to other people who may or may not do what you're doing, who work for other stations and news operations and news organizations. What is your message to those people?
You need to stand for something or fall for anything. And journalism is so important. If you look at history, it is so important to go after the stories that your viewers are craving answers to keep that loyalty to the viewers and to the truth. And if you allow yourself to be guided through a corporate narrative, to be used as a tool of corporate narrative, corporate news narrative, corporate news propaganda, whatever you want to call it, then you may very well be contributing.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. Then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. All that evil men in power seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio, through selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
You know, some things that you experience ever since you're a little child, you don't question why they are that way. Why do we have candles in church? Does anybody know? It seems natural, doesn't it? Of course you have candles in church. It's part of the whole thing, right? It's like asking why you have a procession down the aisle with the holding the cross in front. It's just one of those things that you do, right? Well, actually, candles in church has a historical factor. It has a historic precedent. And that is because in the early days of the Christian church, when they were persecuted and rounded up by their government, they had to hold services in catacombs, deep underground, to hide away their spiritual beliefs from the authorities who would kill them for it. That's why we have candles in church, to remind us that at one point this religion was so feared and hated that its adherents had to hide underground in order to practice it. Well, now history seems to be repeating itself as another Canadian pastor was arrested after police helicopter found his church's new secret location. He was hauled off to jail in front of his family. Pastor Jim Stevens of Fairview Baptist Church in Alberta was arrested in front of his family on Monday, a week after the government seized his church building and forced his congregation to worship underground. Underground in a metaphorical sense, but is it really so different? Are we not now being driven underground in order to practice our religion? Of course, the excuse is COVID, but the practicality is the same. They are preventing people from going to church. Simple as that. Police helicopter discovered Stevens and his congregation meeting secretly in a new location. While authorities haven't said why a police helicopter was circling the area looking for dissidents like it's North Korea, it led to the congregation being surrounded by police cruisers. Police didn't stop the time of worship, but observed and then arrested Stevens on Monday at his home. A heartbreaking video that we'll show you now of him being arrested as his children weep in fear that their father is being taken away by men with uniforms. Of course, these aren't men. These are automatons. These are terrorists in the form of men. Just following orders, sir. Didn't save you with the Nazis, and it won't save you next time. Justice comes calling. Let's go now to this video of Pastor Tim being arrested.
I'm Associate for Rebel News, and I'm outside of the home of Pastor Tim Stevens. Pastor Tim was once again taken into custody. Numerous police vehicles arrived and put him in a car, taking him away from his families. It was an extremely emotional and harrowing ordeal, and we were there to capture it as it happened. I'm going to let you go now to the footage of his arrest.
Yes, sir. Okay, and then you had that gathering on June the 6th.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you're under arrest for.
Yeah.
wise are you guys to question orders, or do you always set a full record? I have told me privately.
Let me know if it's too hot or whatever.
Bye, Daddy!
No other jurisdiction is imprisoning pastors.
I'm not going to speak to that. Okay?
In Canada.
Okay.
Only
I would say continue the course that you're continuing on. Push further ahead. Push harder if you need to. And that's
how much harder can we push here?
I don't know how far.
Will you arrest me and take me away from them too?
I have no reason to arrest you, right? So I'm going to leave it at that. Okay?
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, guys.
Can you guys share maybe why Jason Kenney gets a free pass and you're arresting pastors across the province? Any comment, any emotion for this family whatsoever? No, you're just going to drive off.
The Prime Minister is partying in Europe right now.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
We are infested in this country by bugs, by bug people. We saw there a human being, a pastor in Canada, being arrested by bug people. Lauren Witzke had her bank account removed by bug people. These aren't people with souls. These are people who don't think for themselves. They can't act on their own. They serve orders. When you ask them to justify their actions, they don't feel the need to. They're just following orders. This is the best possible setup for the globalist rule. See, we built in this country a system by which people could be represented, could be stood for, could stand up for themselves and their rights, and that is all going away and being replaced by a corporate, bureaucratic, faceless monolith that does not brook your questions. We decided to delete your bank account. Why did you do that? You don't deserve a reason. Is there anything I can do to get it back? Here's some hold music for 2 hours. They're going to come arrest a pastor. I say, well, but there's other people having big events. You're not arresting them. Oh, sorry, I just don't have the authority. You know, it's above my pay grade, I guess. It looks like there's corporations who are silencing news stories because it goes against their financial interest. Isn't that a bad thing? I don't know. It's above my pay grade. These are bug people. They're just doing as they told. Like an ant, you know, they just see the blade of grass in front of them. They have no idea that there's a wider world around them or their place in it. They're just there to serve a purpose, a singular purpose, like a bug, like an ant. They aren't human beings with their own thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. They don't have bravery or spirit to stand up against something they know to be wrong. They know it's wrong, and they do it anyway, because they're bugs. So we're infested with these bugs, these ticks. these life-sucking vampires. And they run things. They run everything. Yeah, when I called, this is Lauren Whiskey saying, when I called Wells Fargo, they told me it was a business decision, and they have the right to close my accounts at any time. Yeah, you ever tried to get a mark removed from your YouTube channel? We are going into a world of form letters, right? They can do whatever the hell they want to you. You can't even find out why. You can't even ask why. It's the same way all bureaucracies work, right? When it comes to you, when it comes to the little person, the person that the power is being exercised upon, the rules are rigid and unchangeable. Now, sorry, it's just the rules, just the way things are. I just don't have the power to change anything. I'm just a servant of the system. But when it comes to doing things for their own benefit, yeah, suddenly it's a little bit looser. Suddenly they can do a little bit of whatever they want. You know, I only graduated high school because of this exact scenario. I was allowed to cheat, if I'm being honest with you. And here's what happened. I walk into my counselor's office senior year to do a little final counseling session or whatever. Every student did it. It was my turn. I walk in and the counselor suddenly realizes, wait, you don't have enough credits to pass. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you mean I don't have enough credits to graduate? That doesn't make any sense. So I'd changed schools midway between some of the credits hadn't transferred. And counselor was just like, yeah, you don't have enough to graduate. And I'm like, well, what can we do about this then? It's just like, nothing. No, you just don't have enough credits. You just can't graduate. Nothing we can do. You can't do it. And that was it. You know, so this is the bureaucracy. This is the numbers here don't add up. So bah, nothing we can do. You're stuck here. You're going to have to go to summer school and you're not going to be able to walk and graduate and blah, blah, blah. And then I realized, now, wait a second. I had free classes this last semester. I had classes where I had time available, but I didn't think I needed any credit, so I didn't have a class in that particular period of the day. I said, well, isn't it your job? Wasn't this your job to make my schedule? You're the one that made my schedule, right? Why didn't you fill up some of these empty periods with some of the credits that I needed? Oh, suddenly everything changed. Suddenly it was the counselor's fault that I wasn't graduating, and suddenly it became very easy to move credits around here or there. Literally. I don't know if this is like illegal or something, but she literally was like, okay, all right, I'll tell you what we'll do. You come in on a Saturday and we'll do credit by exam. And tell you what, I'll just leave the room and you sit here and maybe you can have your phone or a book and you can take the credit by exam and hopefully you can pass. One of the credits was Spanish. And I just took the test home and gave it to a friend of mine that spoke Spanish and passed because of that. See, this is the way it works. When it's you that's causing trouble, when it's inconvenient for you, nothing we can do. Gosh, it's just the bureaucracy. Hey, look, your bank account's closed and I checked it. It's just, you know, business decision. Nothing we can do about it, you know. Sorry, you're not graduating. Can't happen. Now, wait a second. This is your fault. This is the bureaucracy's fault. This is the leadership's fault. Oh, suddenly everything can be changed. Suddenly everything can be moved around. You're a pastor in Canada. You'll be arrested in front of your weeping children for daring to flaunt the lockdowns of your government. Meanwhile, your prime minister, not wearing a mask, and is gallivanting around Europe, partying, shaking hands, rubbing elbows with the world elite. It's one rule for them, and it's another rule for you. It's one rule for the people who run the bureaucracy and an ironclad set of unchangeable restrictions for those beneath the bureaucracy. This is just the way it works. There is no rule of law anymore. There is no, because you understand, rule of law is in opposition to rule by man. When it's an arbitrary decision what the law is, then it's not rule of law. Rule of law means it's unchangeable no matter who is in the position of power. Do as they say, not as they do. Well, not just hypocrites. This is what power means. This is the civilization that we are heading towards. It's not the American system where you have representatives there to represent you and to fight for you and to hold the power to account. No, now the power is holding you to account. How obedient you are to them. And just like my high school counselor, any little semblance of institutional power will be wielded for their benefit alone and without restriction, whereas it is unavailable and irretrievable to you. And this is where we are now. This is the system that is now being implemented worldwide. It is not democracy. It is not a republic. It is neo-feudalism, in which those that run the bureaucracies have free rein to do whatever the hell they want, whenever the hell they want, and make you suffer in whichever ways they deem appropriate. Meanwhile, any attempt to even speak up against this will be met with an iron fist. You will be crushed. You will be eliminated. And this is just the way it's working. Now, they wouldn't be able to do this if they had a media that called them out on it. They wouldn't be able to do this if they had representatives in office that actually stood for their people's interests. And that's one question I'm going to ask to Lauren Witzke when she gets on. Which Republican representatives have reached out to you? Which senators and congressmen, state senators, state representatives, local politicians, who has reached out to help you? Because when it's an individual against one of the largest banking institutions in the entire world, they don't have a hell of a lot of power to wield. That's why we set up a system to where those regular people could have in their pocket, in their corner, backing them up, the full force and weight of the American government. So when a corporation like Wells Fargo or any other major banking corporation that wields a power second only to national governments attempts to oppress people or unjustly, diminish a person's productivity or ability to, live a productive life, the government is supposed to step in and help protect that individual from the overreach of the corporations. Have any Republicans come out for it? Has anybody attempted to make this right? Or are we being left to the wolves? And do we need to fight for ourselves?
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the the sea alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Occupied American Journal. It's not really America anymore, is it? Not so much. America has been hijacked, undermined, subverted, occupied, taken over. The coup has taken place. Had nothing to do with January 6th, except they're using January 6th as the excuse to solidify their grip on all of us. Now, we supposedly, ostensibly, you know, we have about half of the Senate. And we have, you know, close to half of the House of Representatives. Where they are, what they're doing, God only knows, right? They're traveling to Israel to make sure that we spend billions of dollars there. Meanwhile, political persecutions and a complete purge of conservatives from economic and social life is taking place here in America, and we don't hear a word one from, let's just call them the next victims, right? These are the people that very soon will be the ones on the receiving end of this outrageous behavior, but since it's not them yet, they'll just let it slide for now. You know, I was watching a clip of Greg Gutfeld on Fox News, and he was talking about the Chrissy Teigen thing going on, where Chrissy Teigen was bullying people who were being called racist because someone put up a photoshopped comment of theirs. And Greg Gutfeld himself, he was like, yeah, I remember when this was happening, but you know, I didn't speak up because I thought maybe the guy really is a racist. He didn't say anything. It's like, guess what, Greg? Even if the guy was really a racist, you still should have stood up for him. Moron. This is America. It's free speech, but this is the insidious nature of it all. Well, I can't stand up to him, even though he's being politically persecuted. They're claiming he's a racist, and I don't want to be claimed to be a racist, so I'm not going to help the guy they're claiming is a racist. Even if the guy's not a racist. It's like, it's the fear and this transmissible guilt that stops people from standing up for one another, and it's despicable. So our representatives are completely failing us on just about every front, which is why it's so important that we actually point out the good ones, the ones that aren't succumbing to the media narrative and the enforced ideology of destruction of America. One of these men is Representative Gosar. So let's thank him for standing up for us, standing up for Americans, standing up for Ashley Babbitt, a woman who is patriotic, a veteran, gunned down by the Capitol Police and has not received any help whatsoever from the vast majority of Republicans in office who would rather bury their heads in the sand than actually prevent the takeover of their entire country. So here's Representative Gosar asking FBI Director Christopher Wray about the name of the officer who killed Ashley Babbitt.
So now switching gears again. Director Wray, do you know who executed Ashley Babbitt?
No, I don't know the name of the person who was
involved. So do you agree that Ashley Babbitt was unarmed?
No, I really can't weigh in on the facts and circumstances of that case. As you may know, that was investigated by the D.C. Metro's Internal Affairs Department with the DOJ Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the FBI is not investigative agents.
Yeah, it's disturbing. The Capitol Police officer that did the shooting, Ashley Babbitt, appeared to be hiding, lying in wait, and they gave no warning before killing her. Question again, why hasn't that officer that executed Ashley Babbitt been named when police officers around the country are routinely identified after a shooting?
Comment on that case, it's not one that we've been directly involved in, so I really can't agree or disagree with your characterization.
Sounds good. Do you approve of lethal force against unarmed citizens, particularly a 110-pound woman with no warning, no use of non-lethal force prior and while lying in wait?
Not going to try to answer a hypothetical, especially one based on a case that I just
said. That actually wasn't really a hypothetical. That's actually what happened.
I'm telling you, folks, it's across the board here. Why did you kick this person out of your bank and take all of her money? It's just, you know, it's an internal investigation. We really can't go. Why did, what's the name of the guy who murdered a peaceful protester? It's just above my pay grade. You know, we weren't involved in that. It's just no accountability whatsoever. They are letting you know that they don't give a crap. You can't do anything to them. They're above the law. They are the nobility in this sick, perverted version of feudalism that they're implementing now. Peasant, serf, question us. You don't deserve an answer. Thank God Gosar is in there and really puts it so well. It's just like, do you approve of this thing that happened? The guy says, I'm not going to answer hypotheticals. He's like, well, it's not hypothetical. It did happen. And by your silence, you clearly approve of it. You don't need to question this. Like, your silence speaks volumes. The same guy, Christopher Wray, who said Antifa is just an idea, by the way. Let's go now to another person who actually is standing up for the things that her constituents believe in, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Here's her getting a question on the Chinese Americans versus, I'll just let you see it because another representative steps in and takes over and really lets this journalist have it. Here's clip 15 with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The China virus, you suggest that it's a bioweapon. There's no evidence of any of that. And we're also in the middle of a spate of attacks against Asian Americans. Aren't you just feeding that pretty irresponsibly?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you're not going to turn this into something else. This is a virus that killed all kinds of people. It had nothing, has nothing to do with anyone's race or ethnicity. It has nothing to do with any of that. So, no, not at all. Yes.
Let me follow up. Let's be real clear about something. I'm very disturbed that you would even ask that kind of question. Chinese Americans are not necessarily members of the Chinese Communist Party. Understand that the Communist Chinese Party rejects virtually every provision in what is known as our Bill of Rights. Recognize that the Chinese Communist Party does not believe in the kind of republic that we believe in. And for you to associate the Communist Chinese Party with Chinese Americans, as you have done, I would submit is egregious and wrong. But with respect to bioweapons, Marjorie Taylor Greene asked a really good question. Now, I serve on the House Armed Services Committee and on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. Ask yourself, America, this question. When we talk about gain of function, let's be a little bit more specific about what we're talking about here. We're talking about a dangerous virus being changed so that it is much more communicable, meaning people are much more likely to get it, and or it becomes much more deadly. Now, why would any country do that with a virus to make it more contagious and make it more deadly if not for militarization purposes? And if you look at the Communist Chinese Party's background and its relationship with the military, it leads you but to one logical conclusion.
Fantastic, fantastic stuff. This scumbag journalist who feels the need to defend the Chinese Communist Party. A representative says the Chinese communists don't give a crap for the Bill of Rights. You think that journalist gives a crap for the Bill of Rights? You think the people running things in Christopher Wray or Merrick Garland give a damn about the Bill of Rights? They're using the Bill of Rights like a checklist. Piece by piece, one by one, going through and eliminating our rights in favor of total control by an unaccountable deep state. It's no different than communist China.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well,
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. Remember, you support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. I'm very happy to be welcoming my guest, Lauren Witzke. It's not the most happy, time to be welcoming her, unfortunately, because she is under political persecution. Lauren Witzke's professional experience includes working in pharmaceuticals as a recovery center director, as a Trump victory field organizer. Lauren is an expert on the challenges Americans face regarding the ties of the heroin epidemic and immigration. The website where you can find some of her work is holdthelinepack.com. Her gab is Lauren Witzke, D.E. Thank you so much for coming on with us, Lauren.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, you are in trouble, I guess, with the banking and lead. You've been very bad, and now they have removed your bank account. Let me just read this story by Michelle Malkin at VDare, because I think it begins in a very illuminating way. She says, "Another day, another debanking. Imagine a ruthless country where peaceful citizens who fearlessly defend their heritage, their families, and their faith can wake up in the morning and find themselves cut off from their entire life savings with no explanation and no recourse. That country is not Russia, China, North Korea, Venezuela, or Iran. That country is America in 2021. So tell us what happened, Lauren. What was your experience in this? Was it something that you said? How did you find out that you're bank account had been canceled by Wells Fargo? Just what's been your experience over the last few days?
Right. So I am actually out of state. I'm 1,000 miles away from home. I'm an idiot because I only have one account. I only have one debit card. I banked with one bank, which was Wells Fargo. I opened my Wells Fargo account years ago when I was working in ministry. Never had a problem. I used it as my savings. You know, I never thought in a million years this could happen to me. So I woke up yesterday and checked my bank account and saw that it was at zero. They had given me no notice. They just closed my account. So I called them to find out what was going on. I was like, surely this is a mistake. I had no idea. So I called them and they said, they were very polite at first. I was like, listen, I'm out of state. I'm all alone. You guys took all my money. What's going on? And they're like, oh, we'll get it figured out for you right away. Put me on hold. And when she came back on, she was very rude. She told me, ma'am, it was a business decision to close your account. I want to remind you that we reserve the right to terminate our business with you at any time. I was like, is there a reason? I asked, you know, am I going to get my money? And she said, yeah, we'll mail you a check. You'll get your money. I was like, well, can I go pick it up at a bank, a local branch, because I'm 1,000 miles away from home. I'm all alone and that's all my money. And they said, no, I cannot. So they took my money, closed my account, and will offer no explanation other than a business decision. Now I do have people that have looked into it for me. They have blatantly lied. Basically, I think they put me in a category of money laundering and criminal activity.
Really?
I'm not supposed to know that actually. Somebody told me that who looked into it for me. But there's no notes in relation to it. Like they put no notes. They just had to put a label on something. And that's what they decided to categorize me as, of why they shut down my account. Cause they can't say, we don't like her politics. We don't like what she has to say. We don't like the fact that she's an open Christian who vehemently opposes our agenda. But the most interesting thing is that the banker also looked through my account and he said, it's absolutely squeaky clean. I mean, this isn't like I was using it for anything other than Lauren Witzke goes, buys groceries. I went to Wawa, that kind of thing. It's not like I had over $20,000 in my account. I have $15,000, my name, and they took all of it. It's remarkable. I'm just an ordinary person. And I was in the middle of nowhere and they did this to me. And fortunately I was surrounded, like I had friends that helped me out, that loaned me some money. My mom's wiring me some money, but still, like, I'm a young girl traveling and Wells Fargo did this to me just for my Christian political beliefs. They've made me a second class citizen. You know, I would like to ask Wells Fargo where second class citizens that they categorize as so should bank, because I'm really confused why this happened to me.
Yeah. And, it's like there's so many different things about this that sort of lend themselves to everything else that we're talking about. Because, of course, that, you know, them claiming that you're money laundering or involved in criminal activity or something, it's the same modus operandi that they use to kick you off of Twitter or, you know, silence you on social media. They do what they want to do. They get rid of the people they want to get rid of, and then they slap whatever label that they think will justify, you know, doing that, even if the label has nothing to do with what's actually being said or done. It's so blatant, and yet they get away with it because there's no accountability, and of course you're up against a faceless bureaucracy that has no need to give you any reason other than, you know, the blanket boilerplate F off kind of email. From the National File article, they actually tried to research this. They say Wells Fargo claimed in an email to National File that the decision to cancel Witski's account was not due to political views or affiliation, but it could have been a number of reasons. And they claim to have reviewed the situation and it was handled appropriately. Of course, this is obviously a lie because at the very same time you have Pete DeBroska getting his Wells Fargo account shut down. Are they claiming both of you are criminals in some way? And is that actually why they're eliminating you? Does this have to do with the rollout of the new, you know, White House Department of Justice anti-domestic terror administration? Are they claiming that people like yourself, despite the fact that everything I've seen from you has been extremely peaceful, loving, good, but they can still label you as something, and maybe that has to do with why the bank shut you out? But you're not going to get a response either way, because just like, you know, asking the FBI who shot Ashley Babbitt, you're going to get the boilerplate, bureaucratic, not our responsibility, we do not need to answer you response. It really is despicable.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And even yesterday, Merrick Garland said that they were going to be targeting and tracking down people that they deem or even pro-white, white supremacists, you know, just ordinary people. Now, I originally thought this was because of January 6th, because I was outside the Capitol. I didn't go in, but I did attend the Trump speech. And they, I thought it was because of that. I was like, okay, well, they've already put me on the domestic terrorist watch list when I fly. I have to go through Homeland Security, be swabbed for explosives. Even if I just want to fly, I can no longer rent a car. They left me stranded in Orlando a couple weeks ago at midnight, told me that instead of renting me a car, they had to call security on me. So what they did was that now the bank account shut down. So I thought it was because of January 6th. However, Pete DeBroska was in North Carolina on January 6th. That's a fact. He was nowhere close by. So it's certainly an ideological thing. It has to do with our beliefs. You know, I'm an open Christian about what I, you know, that's what I do. I fight for Christian values. But Wells Fargo, on the other hand, is quite the opposite. You know, they are contributors to the LGBTQ lobby. They were one of the first ones to put out a pro-LGBTQ commercial. They vehemently oppose everything that I stand for. And I never even advertised. Like, nobody knew that I was with Wells Fargo. It's not like I advertised that I was with Wells Fargo. I'm just an innocent customer who has different beliefs than them. And they shut me down, you know, and if it could happen to me, it could happen to your daughters.
Yeah, it absolutely can. It's incredibly disturbing, and it's a trend that's going on, this financial blacklisting. Of course, they use the same excuse they use when they kick people off of big tech. Well, it's a private company. Just go make your own bank, I guess. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen to your money? I mean, I guess they're sending a check through the postal service, you know, that nothing ever goes wrong there. I mean, they could have literally just stolen all of your money, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's incredibly unfortunate. Quickly, before we go to commercial break, we'll be back with Lauren Witski on the other side. But how can people support you, or where do they go to find your work and to help you get you through this time?
Yeah, sure. Certainly. So my mom's sending me money, so I'm going to be okay. Thanks. Moms, awesome moms are great, right?
It's great, but it shouldn't have to be that way, but it's good to have it there, you know, just in case.
Lauren Witski, DE on Gab. If you want to support my fight for Christian values, you can find, you can support it at holdthelinepack.com. We work in conservative legislation, Christian values, as well as pro-life politics and anti-transgender for minors transitioning and stuff like that, that kind of legislation. So please support our fight at holdthelinepack.com. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Of course. We'll be back in just a few minutes to talk more with Lauren Witski about this political persecution. You know, murderers, child molesters, they get bank accounts, but, oh, you oppose the New World Order. They don't like that. They will do everything they can to destroy you. We'll be right back.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. Then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 16% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today. All that evil men in power seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio through Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, it's happening. The purge is going on. Political persecution across the board here. Of course, this year alone, we've seen huge personalities on the right wing in the, dissident right, you might call it. Nick Fuentes put on the no-fly list. Several prominent people have been arrested in their connection to January 6th. Pete Dabrowska and my guest, Lauren Witzke, both blacklisted. Had their accounts closed without warning by Wells Fargo. Even the president of the United States, Donald Trump, got some of his bank accounts shut down. It's political persecution across the board. Of course, child molesters, murderers, they get to have bank accounts, but oppose the globalists in their sickening, demonic scheme to take over the world. And, well, you're going to be on the blacklist and not able to operate in this social world. It's truly incredible. I almost the words fail me, Lauren. I don't know how to express this to people, because this type of thing seems so obviously egregiously in violation of our most basic rights as Americans. Like, if you can't see what's happening here, I almost don't know what words could convince you of what's going on. So help me out here, Warren. Lauren, how do we explain what's happening to people like yourself?
Well, you know, we certainly are walking into a time of Christian persecution. You know, this is what it is. You know, it's in the Bible. We talk about it all the time, but this is the reality of it. It's here. It's open and it's blatantly in our faces. You can tell that they're specifically targeting people with Christian beliefs. For example, Nick Fuentes, who's a very strong advocate for Christian values. He's a Catholic young leader amongst young gentlemen. And they're targeting him as well. You know, he was put on the no-fly list. The House yesterday had a whole meeting about him putting his face out there when he has done no crime. I mean, he's committed no crime. You know, so it's certainly targeted political persecution of those that they know hold true Christian values. People like Nick Fuentes, I mean, he's completely innocent. He's just very outspoken. And he's a leader and he's an influencer within his movement. So if you are a Christian influencer who actually threatens the establishment in this globalist oligarchy regime, you know, they will come for you. If they get any hint that you could possibly be a threat as like a political threat, you know, I don't mean, you know, we don't operate in hostility and violence or anything like that. We fight for our values. You know, we're outspoken about them. And we challenge every narrative that they put out there that, you know, it's normal to grow up not knowing what your identity is. It's normal to want to transition genders. You know, this is what we are fighting. And this is what our enemy loves the most. So know that if you stand up for righteousness, they will come for you. You know, this is just a season of Christian persecution that we're called to walk through. Yeah. You know, we're called to stand up and fight. And, you know, that is what this is. And it just doesn't stop with me. It's gonna spread even more, and we're gonna see more and more of this. But it's a good way to identify people who are controlled opposition as well, because there were other attendees on January 6th that were there, like Brian Fournier, for example, from Students for Trump. He's a fundraiser for Bruce Jenner in California, but he was a big right wing political leader. But nothing happened to him. It's because he's not a threat to the establishment. Right. He's not a threat to their evil regime, per se. So, you know, if you are fighting for your values, be aware, be ready. But, you know who your allies are as well.
Yeah, it is in a sad kind of backwards way. It is should be a badge of honor for you to know that you are so threatening to these people that they feel the need to exercise whatever, you know, modicum of power that they have to try to shut you up and shut you down. But as you point out, you're, you know, not the first person that this has happened to. In fact, this article again from Michelle Malkin lays out that I'll just read it here. Quote, before Witski came, a long line of dissidents and nationalist groups ranging from Laura Loomer to Faith Goldie to the Proud Boys to Lana Lochteff and Henrik Palmgren to V-Dare and Nick Fuentes to Gab founder Andrew Torba all blocked or barred from financial entities ranging from Chase to and Barclays to MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, Venmo, Patreon, Stripe and Coinbase. All of these massive financial institutions working together to try to silence people that are, well, against them, that stand up against their demonic scheme. My question for you, Lauren, which Republican representatives have reached out to you to try to help you fight back against this political persecution? Any?
Yes, there has been one. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention it, but yes, there has been one. And he is an America First champion. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. I haven't gotten his permission to find out, but I think we can all assume who it is, because there's really only one congressperson out there fighting for us. And it certainly isn't Matt Gaetz. So, it's really interesting. Like, the right screams about cancel culture. We hear it all the time. Oh my gosh, this is cancel culture. This is the hypocrisy. Could you believe if we did this? Blah, blah, blah. But not a single right wing leader, aside from, you know, the America First Coalition that we've built, like Michelle Malkin, Laura Loomer, Nick Fuentes, like these people, aside from them, like the big names like Charlie Kirk, TPUSA, Ryan Fournier, all these people, nobody spoke up a word for me. The free market capitalists of the Republican Party would not defend me because I guess I'm untouchable because I'm so Christian. I'm a vehement activist against the LGBTQ agenda. And they can't fight for that, you know, because that threatens their donor base, I guess. Whoever's funding their bankroll demands that they cannot help me and stand up and fight for me. Oh, there's the man right there. Yeah, Charlie Kirk. Not a peep. And you know they're all aware because it was everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it was all over Twitter yesterday. They are well aware of what happened to me. And no, they just don't care.
It is a very sad thing, but very true what you're saying. We cannot rely on our leaders. We cannot rely on the leadership in Congress who we've actually elected to help represent us and help protect us against things like this. And we certainly can't rely on the controlled opposition folks out there. And we know who they are. And you've just admirably named several of them. It's up to us and it's up to the American people to stand up for what's right. That's why I'm encouraging everybody who's listening, get your money out of Wells Fargo. We need you to make this hurt for them. We need everybody. And it's, you know, an afternoon of inconvenience. You go to the bank, you say, I'm getting all my money out. You tell them why. It's because you're politically persecuting prominent Christian conservatives. Let them know. Get your money out. That's something you can do today. This afternoon, you can go do that. I might have to go do that. I got to check if we still have an account at Wells Fargo because I think my wife's old account was there. And we'll close that down today. So it's up to people to get involved because our leadership is absolutely dropping the ball on this. Apparently, they just think it's going to pass right over them. I don't know. I guess they understand that they're not a threat to the establishment, so they don't need to have to worry about stuff like this.
They fight for nothing. Yeah. And that is why, you know, people like them, they keep us dormant, they keep us inactive, and they keep us from winning. You know, if we actually had half the fight that some of the people who have, like Nick Fuentes had, we'd never lose. But, you know, here we are, and, you know, we're on our own. But I want to encourage people to remember that Christ still sits on the throne. Christians, like, stand up and fight. Take your rights back. This is going to happen. Persecution is going to happen. But, you know, it's important to know that this is coming. You know, it is coming. And we've known this for a long time, but we are in those days for sure. Absolutely.
100%. I want to get a little bit more into that. Before we do, you're going to be on True News this afternoon, right, to talk about this a little bit more in depth?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yeah, sure. So we actually, this is a developing story. So I know that Michelle Malkin reached out to Wells Fargo and they blatantly lied. And they said that they gave me ample notice that they were going to shut down my account. I have the email right here and it is a blatant lie. So I'm going to be talking about that today on True News. It's at truenews.com. You can watch the show and I will be going into further detail about this.
And of course, you can go to holdthelinepack.com or her gab, Lauren Witzke, DE. But back to this idea of Christianity, because one of the things that they, I mean, essentially what we're up against is an alternative religion. It's this LGBT, globo, homo, whatever you want to call it. It is religious in its aspect, and it's trying to destroy Christianity because Christianity gives you that strength like you have that says, it doesn't matter if the whole world's against me, I will stand for what's right. They hate that the people have that strength to stand up against them.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and when I sit before the throne of God after this life is over, at least I can say that Lauren Witzke never compromised. I can't say the same for some others, some other people within the Republican Party who claim to fight for Christian values, you know, but I can say the same and I can know and stand firm that I stood strong all the way to the end. They can take everything from me. They can take my money, but they can't cancel me and my values and my love for Jesus.
And they hate that. I'm telling you, they hate that, folks. They want you weak and manipulatable and dependent, and things like family and Christianity and things that make you strong and spiritually resilient. They will do everything they can to destroy. Thank you so much for coming on with us. I'm so sorry this happened, but I'm so glad that you have a spirit that can endure. It's Lauren Witzke. Lauren Witzke, DE, is her Gab account. The website, holdthelinepack.com. She'll be on True News this afternoon to discuss it. Thank you so much for coming on, Lauren. Please stay strong for us.
Thank you. I absolutely will. I won't stop fighting. Thank you.
That's what we need, folks. Fighters. We need fighters in our corner, and we're in the corner with Lauren. Cancel your Wells Fargo account today, folks. Be an American.
Gerald in South Carolina.
Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.